Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nick Manise. The Venetian Lagoon might not be an obvious place to find people clothed in high-performance merino wool, but thanks to Australian non-profit The Woolmark Company, the city's iconic gondoliers, known for their striped tops and straw hats, are now decked out in the textile. The fabric for these new uniforms? Well, that was tried and tested by the elite Lunarossa Prada Pirelli sailing team during the America's Cup last year, meaning they'll be more than able to stand up to Venice's variable weather. Monocle's Milan correspondent, Ivan Cavallo, sat down with Woolmark's Francesco Magri to learn more about this rather unique fashion collaboration.
The Lunarossa and Gondoliers project was born 4 years ago. It started with Lunarossa. Lunarossa was a project that wanted to explain and take the sailors of Lunarossa as ambassador for explaining the extreme performance of merino wool, natural performance of merino wool, especially in high performance sports like sailing on the America's Cup. Gondoliers was another project that started also 3 years ago, and it was a project that wanted to link to workwear, that wanted to explain the performance of wool, not only in sport, not only in normal life, but also in the work life, you know, because they are on the sea, they're working every day under different conditions. The uniforms with Lunarossa have been created together with Prada, so we worked before presenting the uniforms in 2018. We worked 1 year in advance in research and development together with the Prada department in Prada. So it was a jacket, it was a waterproof, where we started together with Prada the right blend of wool and other fabrics for achieving the right performance in terms of waterproofing. What was important for every single garment was to evaluate which kind of micronage was necessary, which kind of blending was necessary. One garment was a polo shirt. And can you imagine a polo shirt made 100% merino wool for a warm climate? It was extremely useful for the team, especially for the events in the evening, because the performance of the 100% merino wool short polo was, first of all, fresh, because the merino wool can regulate, is very helpful in terms of thermal regulation, in breathability. And at the same time, it was not necessary to iron. You know, so always perfect and fitting. And that was important also for Prada itself, because it was also something that could be transferred from the performance of the selling team to the fashion brand in terms of a garment useful also for a normal fashion collection. And then we thought about the Venice gondoliers. I mean, you know, the gondoliers in Venice are the most traditional, natural, and very sustainable transportation in Venice, because they don't need any engine for moving the boat. After the Lunarossa project, we thought, why not transfer this performance, this innovation to the traditional Venice gondoliers? And so we created two special garments for them. It was, one is an outdoor jacket made in merino wool. And the other garment is a simple t-shirt. So something to use in summer, something to use more in winter, because in Venice, there is a different weather, very hot in summer, and it's very cold as well in winter. What is important for them is also the comfort, because they are moving their arms, they are moving on the gondola. And so the performance of merino wool is not only on thermal regulation and breathability, but also wool is naturally elastic. And so that helps the gondoliers in rowing the gondola across the canal in Venice. Well, this is a great success for us, but it's a great success for wool as well, because wool is becoming more and more a technical, natural fiber protagonist into not only sport, but also in fashion. So right after this collaboration with Prada and the Venice Gondoliers, we had so many requests from fashion brands for injecting wool into their collection for increasing the natural performance of their garments. And then wool, of course, is a natural sustainable fibers from the time it was born. But we see more and more, thanks to the technology, that wool can really become an answer to the need of responsibility and sustainability in fashion and sportswear, in all the segments where you need textile, yarns and fabrics. And so we are more than optimistic of the role that wool will play in our lives.
Francesco Magri, regional manager in Europe for the Walmart company. He was speaking to Monocle's Milan correspondent, Ivan Cavaglio. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Charlie Fillmore-Court and Maylee Evans, who also edited the show with assistance from Carissa Blackwa. I'm Nick Manise. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.